Bonsoir. Bonsoiré. I took a French immersion course once, and I learned how to say, il y a un lapin au chocolat dans le jardin. That was about it. It's a useful line sometimes. I too have been touched by some of the great writers of our country, and Al Purdy being one of them. And Al was a neighbor of mine. Al touched me in various places, not just my hand, but I made him a birthday cake. I'm going to read the poem, and there's a picture of me sitting on his lap while he blows out the candle with his hand planted on my breast. But he was so hapless that I couldn't really accuse him of feeling my breast. It was like an accident, and I was too polite to say anything. And we have the picture. It's a lovely picture to have as a memory. But he won the Governor General's Award, I think maybe several times, but in 1986, he had very large feet. He had large feet, and he went to buy a pair of shoes at the Big and Tall shop and had to cut the heels out of them because they wouldn't fit. And so we all thought, shook our heads as Al went off to Rideau Hall with the heels missing out of his shoe. It was quite lovely. Writers don't really have to dress respectably. This is a poem about Al and Yurith and about our memories as we age, and also about my near-death experience with a vacuum cleaner on Haida Gwaii, Queen Charlotte Islands, where I live. It's called Al Purdy Took a Bus to the Town Where Herodotus Was Born, and Yurith is his wife. The town we visited, Al says, remember the town? We caught a bus there. Yurith can't remember the name of the place either, but she recalls a wake-up call and a foreign voice saying, your cold breakfast is coming up. The last time I made Al a birthday cake, it fell, but Al was gracious enough to say, thank you for your largesse. I know. There are vast areas of my, and then I've got a blank, and an American magazine sent the poem back saying I'd left out a word, but I guess there's a difference between American and Canadian humor. I did it on purpose. I knew what I was doing. There are vast areas of my blank that are missing. For instance, the name of the restaurant in Dublin where each dish was an approximation of its ideal, or the Christian names of my daughter's school bus drivers I said I'd never forget, Mrs. Blood, Mr. Wolf, and Miss Hood. And then there was a Mrs. Dye later. Oh my God. I wanted to write a young adult book about the late bus, the one the bad kids always took, but I didn't want my obituary ending up in the entertainment section of the newspaper where I once found a prognosis of Elizabeth Taylor's tumor. I don't want to be anybody's smile of the day, which is why I'm glad I didn't shoot myself cleaning Henry White's house on Haida Gwaii last summer. My death would have made the National Enquirer, along with wife used cheating hubby's toothbrush to clean the commode. In Henry White's house, I sucked up a bullet, heard a bang, saw sparks, and the next thing I remember, I was seeing headlines, woman shoots self in head with vacuum cleaner. The photograph of my sad brain looks like a honeydew melon soaked in V8 juice all night after being run over by a train. The time I went pub hopping in Oxford and landed in a punk bar eating drugged cookies, which I worried about later when I started hallucinating because I was pregnant with Charlotte and didn't want her to be born in the corridors of British Rail while I peaked on peak-freen digestive biscuits. Mary Oliver says, poems are ropes let down to the lost. I wish someone would keep that in mind when they ever find me. A critic in the Globe asks why poets are always losing things, especially people. Why can't they find something instead? And I believe he deserves an answer. The town where they lost your suitcase, Al says. Remember the town? We caught a bus there. Yurith can't remember if her luggage showed up, but she does recall a wake-up call, a foreign voice saying, your hour has come, and the line going dead. You cherish people, then they are gone. What more can be said about the ones I'd rather be with, the ones I love best? I thank them for their largesse. So that's for old Al. And Phil Hall very kindly gave me this beautiful, I don't know what you call this. What is this, the technical term for this picture? Ink, sketch, picture, drawing. I'm really ignorant of the terms in art. A lovely sketch of taking the crane along to see the plum blossoms. I would really like to be that crane for the next week or so, maybe the rest of my life. And I have a very short poem, which is to thank Phil for this. And he has a poem to Robert Bly on the back, who turns 85 next week. So it's a lovely thing to have. And the poem is, "Perhaps this is all I have left to do, bow to the plum blossoms in all those ancient love poems loosely translated from the Chinese." Thank you.